from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All this baseball coverage on KFH is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Welcome back in, everybody, to Sports Daily. Jake Ballbrock, Tommy Caster here. We're talking Royals. We're talking baseball. A couple of video comments. Rick says FanGraphs has the Royals at a 79% chance to make the playoffs. Tommy, you pointed out another one. So maybe they are coming around in some places, but I do still see them not in good shape. I checked their odds to make the playoffs. Vegas has them at minus 300, so Vegas certainly likes their chances. Ken brings up a Royals point on Bobby Witt Jr., Aaron Judge tied in WAR. I think one thing we've learned on that, Ken, is there are a lot of different places that have different numbers on the WAR. We talked about a while ago, what would it take for Bobby Witt Jr.? It'll take that and the Royals to make the playoffs. If the Royals make the playoffs, if Aaron Judge doesn't somehow set some sort of home run record or something crazy like that, I think Bobby Witt Jr. is the leader in the clubhouse. As long as the Royals reach the postseason and he just continues his pace, I think he'll get it. We saw another dazzling defensive play last night. We know those things. When the only flaw that people can find in your game is you get picked off too much, I think you're doing okay in the MVP race. So we'll see if he's able to hold it through. You brought up a good point before the break, Tommy, with the starting rotation and Seth Lugo not needing to do what he did early. And I do think he looked much sharper last night. I thought his stuff looked better. The walks are too many against the Angels for sure. I don't think they need any of these guys to be that guy necessarily, Tommy. They don't need the starting rotation to carry them the way that it did through a portion. I do think the bullpen is stronger post-trade deadline. I do think the lineup is much better than it was at one point, much more dynamic, much more complex. But the other thing is they're all sort of pitching in. And so we've seen Reagan sort of step up to that role his last two times out to stop losing streaks, basically. But that's where they'll need, like, if Lugo is presented with that same scenario where they really need a stopper or Waka, or that's where, like, you they've got to be able to step up and do that. And then it becomes about the postseason. And honestly, I think it's pretty clear how that would go. It would probably go Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Singer, I think, based on what we've seen. But they've got, again, like that's what potentially makes them so dangerous in the postseason. It won't really matter what order they go in. And it doesn't really matter what order they go in now. They're all, to me, all four of them. I think Reagan's you could put a tier ahead based on his last couple of starts, but they're all four kind of interchangeable in the sense that any four of them can shut the opposition down, right? Like they don't have to, like it felt like they did earlier this year.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about the run differential before the break and how it's the second best in Major League Baseball. Over the five-game span that the Royals have been on this streak, they've outscored their opponents 37-7. And, you know, it's a plus 30 run differential in the last five games. On average, they're outscoring their opponents by 6 runs in the last five games. That 37 from the bats is impressive, don't get me wrong. But what's even more impressive is the 7 runs
sure.
that the pitching staff has given up in the last five games. Now, part of that, yes, the bullpen for sure.
Playing crappy teams.
But from a starting pitching perspective, the starters have done what you've needed them to do the last turn through the rotation. And so there's not a whole lot more that I think you can ask out of the rotation as we move forward. I know that Lugo is giving up more runs than what we're comfortable with. I know that he's walking more batters than he did earlier in the season, the ERA, the whip, all higher than when he was basically dominant in the first half of the season. But Cole Reagans, I want to mention him because as Lugo has sort of cooled off a little bit, Reagans has really heated up. And so that's been, I think, something that we can take a look at and hang our hats on. Because we've expected Cole Reagans to be the ace of the rotation. I don't think that anybody expected Seth Lugo to be the ace of the rotation at the very beginning of the year. But Lugo filled in that role when Reagans was kind of up and down. And, you know, to Reagans' defense, he didn't get a ton of run support early in the season.
Right.
So that didn't help his win-loss record. But he has gotten that run support as of late. His ERA continues to fall while Lugo is, again, kind of cooling off. And I think fatigue is a part of that. You know, Lugo is pitching more innings than he ever has in his career, you know, down the stretch where Reagans is younger. His arm is probably a little bit fresher. And so I think that, you know, that's definitely crucial for Kansas City that, you know, again, Lugo kind of can have that pressure taken off of his shoulders a little bit. Reagans, you know, with a couple more really solid and quality outings, could very easily get his ERA under 3. And, you know, so knowing that you've got him in your back pocket as your number 2 in the rotation should certainly make the Royals feel a whole lot better. But they've got the depth now in the rotation that they maybe didn't have at the beginning of the year. Now that you've got Lorenzen in the rotation, that can certainly help things out. And if they need to get into a position, especially, you know, in the 20-game stretch that they'll be playing against the really tough opponents, you don't necessarily, I don't think, have to run your rotation the way that you typically do. If a starter needs a day off, or if you need to push back a start, make some changes, they've got the personnel, I think, to be able to do so.
And you saw Lugo push through yesterday, probably because they needed some rest in the bullpen for some players. The thing for me with Reagan...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a lot of, like, demeanor and attitude almost. He hasn't been, like, lights out in these games that he is, you know, winning lately. Now, it's kind of a bend but don't break, right? So he after the All-Star game, he's got a bunch of good starts. But in those starts, like, he's had traffic, and he's had quite a bit of traffic, quite frankly, but he gets through it. And his attitude is what I think sets him up and why you like him in the postseason. He just doesn't, like, whatever that MacGyver thing is where you just don't let one get away from you. He just doesn't ever seem to let one get away from him. You go back to late June against the Guardians. He had a bad start. He had a bad start in late June against the Guardians. And then after that, you got to go all the way back to May 11th. Don't listen to this. Maybe close your ears on this. The Angels rocked him, and probably his worst start of the year. But, like, when you go back and you look, and basically since April 25th, you've only got two dud starts. That's pretty good, right? That you'll live with that. There's two of them that you could just sort of throw in the trash can. He wasn't great against the Cubs, but he wasn't terrible. So that's where he has been. Like, Lugo has been more dominant in his good games, I think, than Reagan's, but Reagan's is developing this consistency to just sort of work through it and power through it. And that's important. And it's interesting to see that out of a guy that's so young that is also, I mean, that's the other thing. Every pitcher in the rotation right now is in uncharted territory, except for Lorenzen and Waka. Waka's been there over the course of his career, I guess, to be fair, just not lately. But you're looking at innings caps for the three quote unquote aces. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't think they know how their body's going to hold up, but I think we're seeing Reagan's really, you just sort of attitude-wise power through. They'll be fine. They just can't all collapse at once. They need one of them to step up and sort of pick up the others. The other thing that will help tremendously, of course, is if the offense just keeps it up a little bit. The bullpen would certainly help you. So if a starter does, and this is where the pressure that I mentioned right off the top of this segment, like, the pressure feels so much less to me for them to be great than it did for two reasons. Your lineup is far more potent than it was, and your bullpen's way better. I mean, don't you think the bullpen is, like, way better right now? We went through a large portion of the season, and it's like they don't have anybody to throw out there at this point. Now, you feel good about Ursig. I feel real good about Bubic still, so that's two. Okay, we'll see what Schreiber can give them as he comes back, and then maybe Harvey comes back. You went from zero to potentially three or four. I mean, that's a big difference at the end of games if your starting pitching takes a step back. And it was never reasonable to expect that starting pitching to keep the pace they were on at the beginning of the season. That was ridiculous. That was never going to happen. So it's all leveling out. This is all a part of what it takes to in a season to get to the postseason. And we need them to win these next two against the Angels, because we're probably not going to be so joyous and pleasant for a couple of weeks after that.
Well, and I certainly think that it does, to an extent, take the monkey off Matt Quatrero's back. You know, when you actually know that there are some quality pitchers in your bullpen that you can go to, because before that, Quatrero kind of had a little bit of a quandary each time. It was, do I continue to just lean heavily on these starters and work them right to death? Or do I go to somebody that in the bullpen, you know, has good stuff, you know, and but maybe, you know, is not going to always be consistent and you're not going to be able to trust them. And so now that he's got a couple of go-to guys in the bullpen, that certainly should help make the in-game adjustments and decision-making that much easier and that much better for Matt Quatrero. I think that it comes down to, in the bullpen, it comes down to exactly how does it all line out. I think we know that Lucas Ercig, for the most part, will be the ninth inning guy. Although I know, obviously, last night he'd worked a bunch of innings, and so that wasn't the case. But he's the ninth inning guy. I know that they've tried and they continue to try Sam Long to get him right and get him going. I'm just not sure that he's going to be a late innings guy for you. I don't think he is anytime soon or at all. So at that point, you mentioned Bubich, but you know Harvey's injured. Can Schreiber fill that role? Do they feel comfortable with him? Can MacArthur figure out where his stuff is to where he doesn't have to be the guy, but he can be one of the guys because that might help him in his outings if he doesn't have that pressure on his shoulders either.
The Bubich-Ercig dynamic is interesting because both of those guys are fully capable and do pitch multiple innings frequently. It's not going to look traditional. I don't think there is a path to a clear-cut, you know, 2014-15 Royals shut you down after the sixth inning kind of bullpen where you know who's coming in each time. I don't think that's going to happen. So if that's not going to happen, then you just kind of need a collection of guys. I think they would like to let Ercig finish off games. The problem is each time, like, and we've seen this, like you get into these jams and it's like, well, who do we go to here? I got to go to Ercig, stop the bleeding, right? And I have wondered for decades, Tommy, why bullpens don't work that way. I've always, and you know, following the 14-15 Royals, following the 2010-11 Rangers, changed my tone on that because I do think if you have it, there is some advantage psychologically to handing innings off to guys. I mean, look at the Yankees dynasty. We saw that then too, right? But I also think, why wouldn't you just throw your best guy in the toughest situation? And that's what the Royals are doing with Ercig, and I love it for Ercig, right? Like, sorry, man, you're going to inherit every late inning mess we've got the rest of the way. Good luck. Do your best. And he just seems to thrive in it, and his stuff certainly plays. He's just electric right now. But the Royals go tonight. We'll get you more on that game. We'll look at the bets and all that in the second hour. As we go through it, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll reopen the question we got into yesterday a little bit. I talked to more people about this just because I'm so curious about it. We were kicking it around the office a little bit. I don't know, Tommy. Like, I'm getting the impression you might be in the minority with what will happen with Kadarius Toney. No. I'm not saying like your opinion of what should happen. I hear and am seeing more people think he's still going to make it. Not that he should or shouldn't. That's not what I mean. I just think it's going to be like a photo finish on this decision. I don't think they know yet. We'll come back. We'll talk about it as we make our way through. Chiefs talk next on Sports Daily. Don't go away.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.